Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Kimmy Lee of TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. And in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjurman Ali of ConjurmanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Rooters and Root Workers, Miss Aida from Detroit, Michigan of MissAida.com. Together, y'all, they will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and then called into the show, you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a few moments, but first let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Kat and Conjurman Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi, Miss Tammy Lee. Nice to hear your sweet, lovely voice.
Thank
How are things going in Florida? Is the fog lifting and the storm blowing over?
The storm is actually blowing over here, and both spiritually and literally. And
no, I was speaking spiritually.
Okay.
You know that old Baptist hymn, "The storm is passing over." That's what I was thinking.
Okay, and that's what I was kind of thinking as well. But I just, you know me, I like to talk about weather too. But I mean, all right, I'm a nerd, y'all. But I love the weather. But seriously, things have gotten a lot better over the last couple of weeks. And I just want to say thanks. I'm fixing to post something to Facebook this evening. I have had a little bit of a busy week with Mom and doing some things for my little angel, my son. And, you know, but things are, I'm about, I'd say two-thirds away to my goal from where I can see, okay? And thank God for Papa Newt. I know you're listening, Papa Newt. And thank you, Miss Kat and Conjurman Ali and Nakashiva. I love all of y'all. And SB, I know you're out there listening to this too. And SB, you know who you are, but you know, you're my angel too. So anyway, I just want to say thanks to everybody. It's going to be good. Hopefully Mom comes home in about the next 7 to 10 days. I will be taking care of her at the house and still trying to shuffle stuff, but it's all good. And I am almost tearing up because if the magical community had not come through for me, I might even post this on, but y'all have no idea just how crazy it got. But if y'all hadn't done what you had done, it would have been really bad, and y'all know how positive I am, but it would have been very sad, and so thank you very much, okay? And God bless all of you.
Well, we love you, Miss Tammy Lee.
We love you, and
thanks to all of the angels who have helped Miss Tammy Lee in this time, and that's good news that you're going to be able to take care of your mom in the home.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a better solution than some of the others that were looming there. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know, we all go through these times in our life, and I want to thank each and every one who has contributed to Miss Tammy Lee's GoFundMe campaign. If there ever was a need, there is one. And just to let those listening in years to come who don't know what we're talking about, Miss Tammy Lee ran into some issues taking care of her mom who has some health issues. And I wish my daughter would take as good care of me when I get old. So Miss Tammy Lee gets lots of bonus points in heaven. But because of that, she could not be on her job, her day job, which is selling insurance and earning commissions. Well, you know, without commissions, you don't get money. So she needs a little help to get her over the hump here and till she could get her mom situated. And she at first was sort of struggling on in silence, and we didn't say anything because she didn't want us to. But she finally, with Papa Newt's encouragement and a few other people, just said, this is the need, and spoke it, and the community has stood up and helped. And if you have not helped, the GoFundMe campaign is at GoFundMe.com/. These are all lowercase letters, all run together. D like dog, X like xylophone, R like rose, D like dog, Y like yes, and C like Catherine. All right, so that is it. GoFundMe.com/ DXRDYC. Okay, you can get there and pay some money into your bank account in heaven because, you know, God's watching.
Very true.
All right. All right.
Thank you, Ms.
Now,
Pat. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Ms. Tammy Lee, and give your mother our love. All right?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
All right. Now I'm going to tell a little bit about what's going on in our corner of the world at Lucky Mojo. I've been working on in the shop this morning and afternoon. We have got in a ton more amulets and charms. Now, part of our shop is making things, you know, hoodoo formulas for oils, bath crystals, sachet powders, incense powders, and, of course, our ever-popular vigil candles. We make mojo bags. We make spell kits, all that stuff. But a part of the shop, about one-fourth of it, is amulets and charms from around the world. And there are those who love the shop for that reason and don't even shop the hoodoo products. We just got in an armload full of amulets from all around the world. Some of them are from Turkey. They're against the evil eye. Some of them are hand-carved in China, little stone animals. These are the animals of the years, but we don't have every year. But we got some good animals, I'll tell you, carved in various types of stone. We have key rings, one of my personal favorites. I'm a key ring collector. We have lucky key rings with Bhavanta Evil Eye Hamsa hands and eye bead charms. And some of these are these little enamel Hamsa hands that are tiny. They're just so beautiful. So if you're interested, check out what's there. Oh, we have Wairuru seed bracelets in red and black, a Bruce Precatorius bracelets. You name it, we've got it. We have really kicked up our amulet inventory. So that's what I've been doing for the most part. That and working on the forum with Miss Aida. And I'm going to tell you all about that. Miss Aida is going to be our guest. But what I just want to say about the forum is that the Lucky Mojo Forum has been going since late 2008. So it was about time to refresh and update it. And I've mentioned this. We're working on the updates. Well, we are continuing to work on the updates. The number of topics, as you look at that forum, is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. Because what used to happen, everyone would come to the forum. They'd say, well, I have a boyfriend problem, and they'd start their own topic thread. Next person would come to the forum. I have a boyfriend problem. They'd start their own topic thread. Someone, I need a job. They'd start their own topic thread. Well, we've been merging these threads into mega threads. All the My Boyfriend problems are in one thread now. All of the I Need a Job are in one thread. And that way you can save time scrolling through the forum and see all the free spells, and I mean hundreds of free spells given to the public by the wonderful moderators of this forum. Over the years, our cast of moderators has changed, but all of the moderators are graduates of the Hoodoo Root Work Correspondence course. Many of them are members of Hoodoo Psychics and AIR. It's a free education. There are so many posts of spells, and we are in the process of beginning to compile the Lucky Mojo Forum Moderator's Book of Spells, because these spells are fantastic. They come from personal experience. They have been taught to us by elders in the tradition. There are all kinds of spells, and it is a really far out place to be. So if you're not at the forum, you know, go check it out. It's free. And if you are a professional root worker like Candelo, who's in the chat room, hi Candelo, sign up under your own real name, because people will know you in the forum and they will private message you there for root work and readings, or will private message you, say, help me, and you can direct them to your website or to your ear page. So a lot of people use that forum to contact good readers and root workers who are members of Hoodoo Psychic and AIR. Not all of the moderators are members of AIR, but many of them are. And all the moderators know their business. So that's what I have to say, what I've been up to. So how about you, Ollie? How are things going in your world?
Things are going well. I'm very happy to hear about the moderators of the Book of Spells. I have contributed many a spell to the forum, and happily so, because I think it's an excellent, excellent resource. It's also a great place that, in addition to, you know, kind of a collection of recipes and spells, you can find out how to use a product, and that some people don't know. You know, they're new to conjure, they're new to voodoo, and they go, how do I use this oil? Do I anoint upwards? Do I anoint downward? Well, there's a section for candles and oils. Well, how do I use a pink candle in this return to me oil in order to bring my lover back? So the forum kind of is everywhere. It's the all-round resource for that. So I'm very happy to hear that. On my end, I've been quite busy. I've been away from office for the past few days, dealing with some ritual stuff, and I just got back into the office this afternoon, and I'm catching up on emails, which is always seems to be a never-ending process. But for those who are waiting for an email from me, I will be getting to you hopefully within the next couple of days. When you are have a practice as large as I do, going away even for a few days is always a bit of a risk.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
If you lie down for more than your allotted 8 hours, you get up to a lot of people saying, where were you?
Yes, that's very true.
Well, that's the price of popularity, you know.
Yeah,
and also, you got to learn how to say no sometimes. I mean,
very
I tell
true.
People I'm booked 2 months in advance. I apologize. I'm booked 2 months in advance. If you catch me on Hoodoo Psychics, you will pay more, but I will be there. But otherwise, I'm booked 2 months in advance. Sorry. And so part of it is what I call freelancer's disease, or biting off more than you can chew, keeping on listing yourself as available when you're not. This is why a lot of us professionals use a system of booking readings like Bookio. It really helps. I just recommend it to all of you who are professionals. Bookio is just one name. It's the best, in my opinion, but it's a good one. Well, I'm going to bring in our guest here. Miss Aida, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, I'm just going to say a few words of praise of Miss Aida. I said I would mention you again when I was talking about the forum. Miss Aida is an admin of our forum now, and I call her our little Schutzhund. A Schutzhund, for those of you who don't know, is a dog that is a protection dog. You could train any dog in the sport of Schutzhund, but most of the dogs who are Schutzhund dogs tend to be German Shepherds or some of the related breeds that are in that similar type. They have the prey drive and they have the protection drive and the strength to do Schutzhund in a really meaningful way. Most of the dogs that people know in the military and the police have been Schutzhund trained. And Miss Aida does Schutzhund with her three beautiful, beautiful German Shepherd dogs. And so I call her my little Schutzhund because she's helping up the forum. She's rounding people up. She's putting them in the pen. She's protecting us against spammers and scammers. So thank you, Miss Aida. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, you tell us now, what's been going on in your world of hoodoo and root work? What have you been doing besides working on the forum?
Oh, well, I'm not much with hoodoo and root. You know, I work with the moons, the moon phase. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm we got waning moons, so I'm doing a lot of breakup work.
Mm-hmm.
So basically a couple of cursing dolls. So that's what I've been doing besides the forum. But I've been busy doing other things. I bred two of my German Shepherds, and listening to all the screaming and the whining and the hollering from my boy, it was like, gosh, I wish men would chase after us the way my dog chases after the female.
Oh, my.
It was It was an education. I'll tell you, it was an education, and it's so interesting because it goes along with our topic today, you know?
Well, that's right. You've been witnessing dog sex. Whatever. All right. Well, with that said, let's get into our topic: lust, love, sex spells. And this is a hot topic, as you know. And as always, I'm just going to say a few introductions. Introductory words, I should say. The first thing I have to say is this: if any of you, under the sound of my voice, have no interest in sex, love, or lust, that's okay. There are people, much to my surprise, I found out, who really, that's not big on their radar. But for most people, it's like, you know, the gorilla in the living room. It's a thing that's dominating much of their thoughts most of the time. And they think about it, and then they wonder, you know, how can it get better? Where can they get more? Things like that. If they don't have it, there are people who, if they don't have enough sex, they literally go into a depression and consider suicide. So wherever you are on that great continuum from I could take it or leave it to it's what motivates me, first thing I want you to do is honestly own your own sense of sexuality. Don't think you have to be what some movie star. Don't be always pouting and shaking your booty or thrusting your titties or giving that fake little smile and tipping your head because that's what you were taught sex is. Sex is actually in your heart and between your legs pretty much. I mean, that's for most of us. Yeah, sex may be a pretty smile and, you know, sex may be keeping it clean and not showing up dirty for your, you know, for your sexual encounters. But for most people, sexuality should come from the inside out and not from the outside in. And yet so many people think, I'm unworthy of sex because I weigh too much or I'm not muscular enough. My legs don't have enough cut definition on my calf muscles. I'm not worthy of sex. And believe me, as a lady who has rather undefined calf muscles, I've been told that. I was told by a man shortly after he had sex with me, but I was really unworthy of sex with him because I didn't have fully developed calf muscles.
Oh,
my
God.
This is for real. This is for real. And, boy, I went, well, obviously I've been thinking about it for the last 30 years, but you know, we have to stop thinking about those things in a self-critical way, and we have to think sexuality comes from the inside out. So all the sex and love spells in the world that you do are going to come from you. Don't be going to, you know, St. Martha for sex. She was a virgin, okay? You know, I tell people this all the time. If you're going to pray to a saint for sex, make sure it was a saint who actually had sex and knows what it is. Because they might have been on that continuum where sex wasn't really big for them. If you're going to pray to a god, you know, like say when you're one of these pantheistic people and you can take any god out of the whole, you know, the whole, all the heavens of all the gods of all the civilizations of all time in the whole world, at least pick a deity who has a nice attitude towards sex, okay? Just saying. But if you really want to work sex, I would not appeal to the heavens. And if you really want to work sex spells, I would not appeal to the saints and the orishas or any of that. I'd appeal to myself, to your own blood, to your own inner core. And remember, to quote my friend Mark Perkel, you are the result of billions of years of fucking. All your ancestors fucked. Think about it. Now I'm going to turn that over to Miss Aida. We can talk spells. How are you thinking about that, Miss Aida?
Okay, well, I just want to add one thing. All the animals on the planet.
That's right.
Because I know this for a fact. I want to discuss this because, you know, I've had a few clients that do not know about sex spells, or they tell me that they don't have the libido to do it, you know. And so I'm very glad that you brought this up because, you know, a lot of it has to do with self-esteem. You know, we all have flaws. Every one of us have flaws. So, but if you're, I've seen ugly women. I mean, drop dead and die, vomit ugly women who are extremely sexually active, who are extremely sexually attractive to other men. So, like you say, it has to do with your inner self and your attitude about yourself.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
and that's,
I mean,
that is why when we talk about sex spells, we cannot avoid things like personal concerns. The veritable pussy juice of grace, you know, and things like that.
Right. Right. I had worked with a woman, and she weighed close to 300 pounds. And which was a nurse in a hospital. And every guy in the hospital chased her. Every guy. That's how attractive she was. I mean, she was just so attractive because she was so sure of herself. And she performed magic, and she was sure of her magic, too. So that has a lot to be said. And what I wanted to bring up also is for people that you know, when we talk later about inducing orgasms, you know, to implement in your spells, okay? I wanted to refer to a website that's very interesting because a lot of people say to me, "Oh, I just don't have the libido. I just don't."
Yeah,
have
libido. You say libido,
right?
Say, no.
Libido. You say libido. I say libido.
Libido.
And there is. I was checking this out just today because I mean, as a nurse, I know when your peaks are, you know. But I was looking at a website today, and it is www.luckymojo.com/T as in Thomas, K as in K. Libido, libido-html. And there's some great spells there to induce libido. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because we need to use our sexual energies in order to implement this in our spells. Okay? And the other thing that I wanted to point out is for people that I tell them, you know, masturbate, you know, we'll talk about this later, but I'll tell them masturbate with a penis candle or, you know, or a vagina candle, whatever. And, you know, I apologize for the gays and lesbians, but I will have a spell again for all of us. But I wanted to tell everybody that the best time to start these spells is from the 24th day of the woman's menstrual cycle until the 14th day of the next cycle. And that's when women have more testosterone levels and it makes us really, really horny, okay? And the 24th day of your menstrual cycle would be 24 days after you started your period. Okay, and then you continue ovulating to the 14th day of the next cycle, which be, you know, the 14th day after you started your cycle. And that window there, which is a pretty large window, you know, is the peak of a woman's horniness, you know, when we're ovulating.
That's right. That's right.
So keeping that in mind, I wanted to also to bring out just, you know, four terminology purposes, okay. Libido is our sex drive, okay? And what we're talking about, too, you know, what we want to talk about is inducing lust in our target, okay? Lust is an emotion of intense desire. So there is a difference. An intense sexual desire is what lust is.
Right. Now, I notice, I just got to step in here, Contraman Ali is very silent right about now. He's outnumbered.
I'm listening very into. I'm listening
He's outnumbered by the horny females 2 to 1.
Hey, horny females is a good thing in my book.
Yeah, yeah. So let's let Conjurman Ali, you know, hip us to the horny men syndrome. Okay, tell us about it.
Well, as a lusty Taurus, I love this topic, and I think it's a great topic. And you know, when it comes to doing sex magic work, and I'm going to go from theoretical and kind of talking about concepts and get right down to the dirty root. For me, when it comes to doing sex magic, I always tell clients to do a couple things. First and foremost, do the work nude, right? A lot of people are doing lust spells. They light their candles, they light their penis candles, their vulva candles, but they're sitting there with all their clothes on. And I think for me, that really is symbolic of the fact that we have all these inhibitions, that they can't even sit there naked by candlelight doing magic. If you can't do that, then there's some work you need to do first about sexuality and understanding of sexuality. So do your work
Amen.
Nude. You know,
Amen.
And it's very, you know, and it goes back to what you were saying, Kat, too, is you got to be able to look at yourself and go, you know, I'm sexy, and I love it, and I want sex. And so definitely do the work nude. There's a couple roots and herbs that I think are excellent for sex. From the male perspective, first, being a guy, Samson Snake Root and John the Conqueror, great. Guys that are looking to get sex, those are the roots. I mean, you work those roots in a mojo bag, you work those roots with them. Some candle, and it'll really bring out that masculine sexuality. Calamus is also quite good. For women, Queen Elizabeth root, catnip is excellent for that. Cherry bark, I have found, is also quite good, but it's a little bit softer of a effect. It's more romance. It's still sex, but it brings an element of romance. Whereas Queen Elizabeth root can be used just for sexual purposes, not just to get a man to be your boyfriend, but also to just be your lover. And I think working with those roots, working nude, working by candlelight, all these things adds to the power of sex and brings that power of lust. And at the end of the day, there's no greater power than your own sexual fluid. You include that in spell work, and you've got some really powerful mojo working.
Yeah. I second all of those. Those are all good things. I happen to be one of those people, as my friend and colleague, Dr. James Dodson said, I'm the worker who uses rose for everything. And I do like to use the rose fragrances for female sexuality. People always think of rose as romantic. But if you look at some of the rose, you know, some of these nice pink little roses, you'll get an idea of little unfolding roses. These are the sex organs of plants. And, of course, they smell so delightful. And there's a different fragrances of roses, they all are different. So I like to use some of the rose scent and rose petals in any of my sex work. That's just me. Rose is also very amenable to what I am, which is a Taurus. And that, you mentioned being a Taurus. One of the things that people do who work with planetary influences is figure out their ruling planet, what works with that, and then the kind of sexuality that is modified by that planet, that day of the week, things like that. And so you can come up with a very personalized signature formula or scent for your own sexuality by using the generally recognized sexual herbs and roots and then adding those which are astrologically or personally meaningful to you to make it be of you, and then add your own personal sex fluids. In the chat room, Logan 1965 said, I wonder if that is why rose petals are strewn at weddings. Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm. That is why. And there's a whole linkage between white roses, pink roses, red roses, and menstrual blood, and white roses and purity. And we just go on and on and on. But I think you could fill in the blanks on that symbolism. And in the chat, Deborah Joy said she works with red roses for lust. I believe I have mentioned once before a spell that I did, and so I'm going to keep it short because I know it's in these radio archives somewhere, a spell that I did where I sewed a red dress in the course of one day. In other words, I went and bought the material. Yeah, I bought the material, cut it, and sewed the red dress in time for my target, who was living in the house with me as a roommate, and I'd never had sex with him, for him to come home from work and see me in the red dress. And I also did some sexual magic. I had red candles and so forth, and he caught me just right at the right moment. I mean, and he comes in, and the first thing he said was, hey, you want to go out dancing tonight? And it worked, and he is, in fact, the father of my child. So there you go. So that was... So, but sewing the red dress was a was an important spell. You know what I'm saying? Because every stitch I took, and I had to work real fast. It was a complicated dress. It had many layers to it. It was a pretty dress. And making it was itself spell casting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's powerful work.
Yeah. Now, in the chat room, someone asked, what roots for men? I know you had said Samson's snake root, and you said a couple others, and I don't think anyone noted them down in the chat room. What were the other roots besides?
John the Conqueror
John
is
the
excellent
Conqueror.
For that. I mean, John the Conqueror is the sex root part.
John the Conqueror, that's what it would be.
Yeah. And also, okay. Calamus is a good one for men as well, for sex. It has a hot effect on women.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think calamus has a good effect on men too. Calamus is a very appealing, but it is traditionally a male root. If you've ever seen what a calamus plant looks like, just go over to Wikipedia, and you'll see why it's a male plant. Now, back in the day, if you go back to the ancient Sumerians, they believed that lettuce was a male plant. And most people now would go, huh, I don't get it, because they see lettuce, they see these little soft leaves and the little head, which is very crumply and vulva-like. But if you've ever gardened and had your own lettuce, you know what it means when we say that lettuce bolts. And in the course of just a day or two, the lettuce shoots up a stalk out of nowhere, poof, and then there it is. And the bolting lettuce was a symbol of male sexuality. You can read about it in the hymns of Inanna and Dumuzi if you had a mind to. So, lettuce also happens to have opiates in it. Yeah. Oh, I mentioned Inanna and Dumuzi.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Dumuzi or Tammuz.
Oh, me too. Me too. Yeah, definitely.
We talked about this. I remember this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one other scent that we didn't cover here, and that's the scent of the actual intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can smell when somebody's had sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that was a reminder too. When I was telling you my dogs were breeding, when they had sex, I thought I was going to pass out, but the odor was great to them. You know, and it was very offensive, but. You know, that odor is, we got to talk about our natural, what we were given biologically, to attract other people. And we don't forget that. That's very important. You know, that's why I like to collect the juices once the two people have ejaculated, because there's an odor there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's
right.
important
combined
to juices. Collect the vaginal secretions when I gave those days, the 24th day of the menstrual cycle, the 14th day. That odor is different. It's completely different, and it's very attractive to your target. So that I think is very important.
Yeah, I'm going to
throw
in a couple of...
Pheromones, I think they're called, right?
Pheromones, that's right. I'm going to throw in a couple of little other... artifacts that I use. Cowrie shells are often used to represent a female.
Mm-hmm.
And there are many kinds of stones that can represent a male, any kind of elongated crystal, but the Shiva Lingam is actually a little carved stone that is used to represent the penis of the Hindu god Shiva. And I don't want to get into Hindu theology, but... Well, I guess I have to. There are Shaivites, in other words, venerators of Shiva, worshippers of Shiva, who believe that the entire universe was basically created by Shiva's ejaculation. It's sort of a lot of modern Shaivites will say, well, that's just an old folk story, but you can read about it if you want to. But you can get little tiny Shiva Linga stones that are about the same size as a cowrie. And, of course, there are 500 species of cowrie, so you pick the cowrie you like. They don't have to just be the little tiny ones that are used for casting obi. You can get a little bigger one. And I will make a little amulet with that and with wax and put them together and bind and tie them. Wax to hold them together and then this thread with wax to make this little tied up packet, or glue, you can glue it, and you make that little thing and then fold it into a piece of cloth or something, or leather, and bind it, tie it, and you have a little packet that's completely tightly made. It won't. They will not shift, and that is a good thing. Now, we have not mentioned same-sex sex spells, but they would work the same way. If you had two men, you put two Shivalinga stones together. If you had two women, two cowrie shells. And the same is true of any kind of mojo or anything like that. People ask, are there any special herbs or roots for gay sex?
Absolutely.
And I will, yeah, there absolutely are. And I'm going to give you a couple of them. One of them was taught to me by Papa Jim of San Antonio, who was gay. And it was also taught to me by a man named Kevin of the African Queens, which was a drag troupe in Oakland, California, who unfortunately all succumbed to the AIDS epidemic a long time ago. But Kevin was a root worker. He was an African-American man, and he came from a family that was good root workers, and he taught me a lot of root work, mostly aimed around the sex industry, because he supported himself not only as a drag queen, but he also was a hustler. But he and Papa Jim came up in a generation where there were a lot of men who would fly under false flags, as it were, false colors. They would; these were men who would put on drag and then go pick up straight men and have sex with them in the guise of a woman. And both of them told me to use safflower oil, safflower flowers, and things like that. And I asked why, and Papa Jim said, "Well, safflower's name is false saffron, and saffron is one of the major aphrodisiac herbs of the old classical times. It's a little flower parts of the saffron crocus, and it's used to color rice golden and make, you know, orange and golden robes and things like that among the Hindus. But safflowers, the petal of a daisy-like flower, it's false saffron. Saffron is very expensive. You buy it in tiny little gram boxes. Safflower you buy in one-pound bags. And so it was called false saffron, and what both of these people said to me, with Kevin as well, was the idea was that that you were impersonating. And he owned it. I mean, he wasn't saying, like, I'm a fake woman. He was like, I'm a female impersonator, and I use safflower. Now, if you were in a gay relationship now, you might not be an impersonator. And yet safflower kind of entered into the gay hoodoo community in such a way that people still use it, whether they're an impersonator or not. Because false saffron or safflower turns out to be quite gay amenable. Let's just put that way. Another one is lavender. Lavender mm-hmm. was a term when I was young. They would always call men who were gay lavender, and they'd call ladies who were lesbians, they would call them lavenders. So this is just a phrase that stuck around, and the use of lavender herb in that regard is good. I have one friend who said to me one time, he said, I don't like this everything lavender. He goes, I don't like the scent of lavender. I said, well, you don't have to use it. It's just very common. Very common. All righty. Well, I hope we taught some people some things. And remember, you can mix and match any of these herbs any way you want to. So let's turn it over to Miss Tammy Lee and see what we got going on now. We're going to bring in some clients and do some readings. Oh, we're going to bring in Papa Newt. No. Who are we bringing in here?
Trouble getting into the chat room. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali. And this week's special guest, Miss Aida, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners and answering their questions through spiritual divinations and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo forum at form.luckymojo.com. You can learn a lot just by listening to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you filled out a client questionnaire at the form, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you are available to be on the air. We'll be selecting callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, I'd like you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Papa Newt, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now, it is time to go to the phone lines and take our first caller, who we have calling in from area code 204 from Winnipeg, Canada, and this is Mikira, or Mika. I am so sorry. Mika, are you there?
Oh, it's okay. Yes, I'm
welcome.
Here.
Welcome to the show. I do see here that you are, this is your first time on the show. Welcome. And I see you have never gone to Ms. Kat or Conjurman Ali or have gone to any other readers or root workers on this situation. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. And Mika Wright, with boyfriend for 4 months, went to a party together, drank too much. He decided to drive and got pulled over and arrested for the second DUI. Ex-fiancé bailed him out. Now he won't tell me if we are over or still together. Haven't even talked to him. He says he is focusing on himself and will talk to me when he figures his stuff out. I'm so confused because he used to tell me he loves me all the time. My heart is broken. Need a reading and root work. Turning it back over to you, Ms. Kat.
Wow, well, Mika, that's quite a situation you got there. His ex-fiancé,
yeah.
I got to ask you about this ex-fiancé. How long were they together? Do you know?
3 years. They were together for 3 years.
And how long had they been apart when he got together with you?
About 6 months.
Mm-hmm. But he didn't call you. He called his ex-fiancé, and now he's figuring his stuff out. I hate it when men do that. Men, could you please, for the sake of our sanity, could you just come up with a better phrase than "I'm figuring my stuff out"? We're just tired of that one. I'm telling you.
I agree.
It's lame, man. It's lame. I'm figuring my stuff out.
Yeah. Right. I'm totally with you with that, Kat. I just go, when I hear that, I go, come on. Come on, guys.
Come on. Be original. They probably picked it up off of some reality show. I'm just figuring my stuff out. All right. Oh, well, I'm gonna put down 3 cards and see what I can come up with in this this reading and see where we go with it. First card is the Two of Pentacles. Two of Pentacles shows a man with a funny hat on, and I'll describe that in a minute, down by the water, and he's got 2 coins, and he's trying to balance them. He's got a worried look on his face. 1 coin up high, the other down low. Behind him is the ocean, and the water is going up and down like a roller coaster. There are 2 ships on the ocean, 1 big, 1 little. The man is trying to tap dance, and he looks like he's about to fall over. And now we get to his funny hat. His funny hat looks like an inflated condom, and for this reason, he long ago earned the name Mr. Dickhead among those of us tarot readers who give the tarot cards funny names. And Mr. Dickhead is trying to balance his 2 coins. Well, if this was a question about money, we would say, well, your money goes up, your money goes down. But this is a question about love. And this is a man who has 2 women. He has these 2 ships coming and going. He's out of control. He's got a problem. And my opinion is he is not through with the ex, obviously. When the push came to shove and he needed someone to bail him out, he goes back to the ex. He was probably carrying a torch for her the whole time. You were a fill-in. The little ship, the ship that's receding into the distance. The second card I have here is the card of Death. Death shows a skeleton in a knight's armor, and the knight's armor is all black. And he's waving a flag, and the flag is black with a white rose on, and he's on a white horse with black harness. And he's just walking along with this horse at a very stately pace, not riding down, not scaring anybody, just stepping on people, squashing them and killing them, because he's Death. And when this card comes up, it means death. And in this case, since the question was about a love affair, it's the death of the love affair. Now, you could do like they do on this card and pray. There's a bishop praying, please, oh, Death, don't come stomping on me in the morning. And there's little girls there saying, oh, we're feeling faint. And they're kind of fading over, and there's a guy down there already dead. The sun is coming up. This relationship is over. That's what I'm seeing here. This relationship is over. This man isn't going to come back to you. Not what I'm seeing. And the third card is a highly unpleasant card called the Three of Swords. And this is a heart, a big old Valentine heart in the sky, red. And it has three swords stabbed into it. And the clouds have all gathered and rain is falling. And it's a pretty tragic card. And it's a ruined heart. I'm just going to tell you straight up, these cards say to me, this man wasn't worth it. What do you want a guy with two DUIs anyway? You know what I'm saying? The guy's a fool to begin with. You know, that's all I got to say. I'll just bail on it right there, okay? I wish you, you know, I'm just doing the best I can as far as to tell you, he is not exactly the man of your dreams. I'm actually going to say I'm glad, because he is not really taking part in the social life of the world in a normal way. Not just because he cheated or kept somebody on a string behind you or whatever, but because he's a drunk. And death, that's an interesting thing there. Seriously, I wouldn't trust that guy behind the wheel. I do feel that there's a problem that you may have avoided, a serious problem, because when he gets his third DUI, are you going to be in the wreckage by the highway? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, this is your classic bad cards, okay? What we talk about, I went to a gypsy reader and she told me all these bad cards. Well, here you are. Actually, the first one isn't so bad. But these cards definitely say there's something wrong here. This man, and since we have the Three of Swords, there are three sorrows connected with this. There may be even another woman who's going to suffer before this man is done run out the end of his chain. All right, so that is my reading on you. Let's turn this over to Miss Aida and see what she has to say.
Hi, can I ask you what sign you are?
I'm a Leo.
Your astrological sign?
Yeah.
She's a Leo.
Leo, okay. And this other woman, is she an earth sign or a water sign?
What sign is the other woman? I'm not sure.
Okay, and what is his sign?
He's a Scorpio.
Okay, so my layout is perfect, okay? I have a person who is just completely blind to the real world. He is completely confused, all right? He hides from reality, and obviously he does, because I'm seeing also that he is, you know, addicted to alcohol and maybe to something else, all righty? He is waiting and waiting for his life to change, but he's waiting forever because he's not taking any action. This is a person who doesn't take action. This is a person who runs away from his problems. He immerses himself in his own pity. He doesn't face reality. I'm going to tell you something else also. He's going to get in another car accident. I want to tell you that. This is not going to be the end.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you also that he struggles and he has had a lot of problems since childhood. As far as love is concerned, he actually hides from that too. All right. And the bad news is, and it gets worse, because I too have the death card, it's over. But the bad news is that I see you still mourning for him, even months from now. You need to do something about that, because this is really taking a toll on you. And the worst news is he is telling everybody that you're an alcoholic. He's blaming you for all of this.
Oh, my.
All right. And that's what I've got. I'm sorry.
Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I'm gonna say something else. When two readers get the same card, and we both got the death card, we know we're looking at a situation that the universe wants us to sit up and pay attention to. There are 78 cards in our decks, and I pull three, she pulls three, or however many she pulls. And if we both get the same card, that's like a big knock on the door, you know, pay attention. And the death card here, that's what I was saying too. There's going to be some other wreck. This man's going to actually make a wreck. And you'd be best not to even be knowing him when it happens. Just let it go. Just say, you know, I will not be part of this situation. You may never hear about it. You may never read it in the newspaper. Maybe some friend will tell you, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? This man is he's on a fast track to destruction. And unless he, you know, gets right with God and gets sober, his fate is staring him in the face, and we don't want you to be part of that fate. Yeah. So now, on the other hand, he may get sober. Pray for that. Let's turn this over to Conjure Man Ali. He's going to give you some root work. Maybe not the root work you expected to get, but he's going to give you some root work ideas. Okay.
This is a very tough combination here. And in a case like this, Kosei Kondra in the chat room, you know, really gave the best recommendation, a black walnut vibe. So even more than a cut and clear. Because the sense I get is that he's not entirely done with you. As much as the cards have kind of warned that, yeah, he's troubled, there's a lot of problems coming up with him and be aware of it, I also sense that he's not entirely fully gone. Both a part of you as well as a part of him continue to cling on to the relationship. You mourn, as Miss Aida said, and he himself is making sure that there's some type of path there. Should anything go wrong with his ex, he may show up or try to at least warm up, get you to warm up towards him. And these are what parasitic exes kind of do. They pop their head up from time to time and it gives you false hope. So it's important that you go above and beyond cut and clear and do that black walnut bath, which both protects you and kind of hardens against this person. It helps you cut this person completely out. It's both protective and healing at the same time. The next thing that I want you to do is I want you to get some salt, and I want you to get a paper or his photo. On the back of his photo, I want you to write very clearly on there his name three times. Then you're going to turn this counterclockwise, and across it you're going to write, "Never come near me again," three times over. And then you're going to burn that photo. You're going to burn it and mix its ashes into the salt. And you're going to mix it, and you're going to pray from your heart. And you're going to say, "I don't want to ever see you again. I don't want you coming around my house," because I'm getting a very strong impression that he's going to try to come around again. He's going to contact. He's going to do something. If you don't respond, he may even show up. So not tomorrow, not the next day, but down the line. So I want you to pray from your heart and say, "I don't want you to ever come around. I don't want to ever see you." And then you're going to take the ashes and the salt that you've mixed, and you're going to sprinkle that outside of your property. You can do it at the four corners of your property, making a barrier, or you can go in a complete circle around your house and sprinkle pinch here or there, making a barrier, keeping them away from your property, and making sure you don't open the door one day and there is this deadbeat right in front of you. Okay, because that's going to bring up, you know, trouble that you don't want. So if you want, send him away, protection, let him deal with his mess, pray for the best for him, but you don't want him to bring his mess into your life. After you've done that, it's time to get out there and bring new love into your life. You're not destined to be alone. You're a Leo. Leos always can find love. The best way to do this is to start off with a nice, healing, cleansing bath, something to reopen your heart, to open you up to love, to heal you at the same time, and also give you a chance to get out there without bringing in the baggage that you've kind of gone through. I would suggest white rose petals, honey, some violet leaves, a little bit of milk, and I would add just a pinch of catnip to that as well. And you're going to brew that into a tea, adding the milk and the honey afterwards. Get in a soaking bath, lay down, and just soak in that spirit of those herbs, okay? After you do that, I want you to light yourself a very simple candle, a pink candle, okay? And underneath that candle, you're going to write the list of all the qualities you're looking for in a lover. I want you to be very clear on this. I want a man who will devote himself to me, a man who will not pussyfoot around with commitment, who will not tell me that he's working on things while I wait around for him, but a man who's ready to step up to the plate and be mine. I want a man with no addictions. I want a man with no troubles with the law. And you want to be clear with this. You want to make sure that this is a person that's going to be for you and is going to be ideal for you. You're going to place this under a saucer, okay? You're going to place this petition paper, this list, under a saucer. And around this saucer, you're going to sprinkle sugar and rose petals that you've mixed together in a beautiful ring, all right? A ring of love. You're going to take your pink candle, you're going to write your name on it, and you're going to say your name and my ideal lover. And you're going to dress that with some come-to-me oil and some sexual fluids. Use your imagination how you gather those sexual fluids. And you're going to anoint that, light that, and by the light of that candle, pray from your heart to call your lover to you. You do that, and I sense that you will find love really quickly. You're not going to be alone for very long, and you're going to be ready for it, okay?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. That was really, really, really good, Ollie. Aida, do you have any other root work suggestions to add to that?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we
okay.
Sure do.
I just want to add one other thing. Conjure Man Ali's work was, advice was just absolutely fantastic. I just wanted to add one other thing, because I do see her still mourning, you know, in my reading. I do see her, you know, she's just not going to jump up and do this. I wish you would get some clarity oil and anoint yourself with that every day. Anoint your third eye. Anoint your head. You know, make it go from the third eye over your forehead back across your head into the crown of your head. If you could do that, so, and ask for clarity so that you can see him for what he really is, and to help you to understand that, you know, this man doesn't love you, but this man is actually talking bad about you. So I really strongly emphasize the clarity oil also.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a good one. Now I'm going to say one other thing. Since you're a Leo, Leo is ruled by the sun, and the sun is the center of the universe, and in old symbology, classical symbology, the heart is considered to be the same as Leo, the sun. The heart is the center of our body. And Leos are very loyal people, and so it's hard to get a Leo to break their habit of loyalty to somebody. Just break it. If you have to take a black walnut bath, then do that. But the advice you've been given is to move away from this person, move on, and ask for someone who's worthy of your loyalty. But surround yourself with symbolisms of the sun, of health, of vitality, the opposite of the DUI, getting downward seeking, hellbound train that this man is on. You want things that are good, light ideas. So sunflowers and golden-colored jewelry, gold if you can afford it, or golden-colored jewelry, things that are bright and light. I'm a big fan of gold lamé cloth. It always seems so leonine to me. And get your hair done. Leo, the mane. Leos are always people who feel better when they get their hair done for some reason. It's, you know, just do what you need to do to bring your own pride back and your own glamorousness back, okay? I think you can do it. I'm sorry we had bad news for you, but, you know, sometimes that's the way they fall. And we know you're going to find someone a whole lot better on the next go-around, okay?
Okay.
All righty. So now I'm hoping that we're going to turn this over to Papa Newt.
That you are, Miss.
All right, and bring in our next little segment here, Papa Newt. Thank
Certainly.
You.
Support for this programming is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org. and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Missionary Independent Spiritual Churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go back to our phones and take our next client. And we have our client calling in from area code 609 in Newark, New Jersey. This is Q. Q, are you there?
Uh-oh, we're not getting Q.
Hello?
There's Q. Okay.
Hello, Q. Welcome to the show. Now, I do see here that you were a previous caller a year ago on the show. And let me take a look here one moment.
Hello?
Oh, yes. Are
Hello?
You still there?
Yeah.
Excellent. Hi, Q. Welcome. And I do see that Q has written, I'm interested in a few guys and would like a reading on the best moves to make next in my love life. Turning back over to you, Ms. Kat.
Okay. Well, Q, we're getting some beeping on the line. Don't know whose phone that is. Whoever it is, stop it. There, it stopped. Okay. So, Q, you have a few guys, and you want to know the best moves to make. How would you like it if we did a reading on each of the guys? Is that a possibility?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask for a couple of things, and I want you to plan your mind here because we're going to run through this to see what we get. What sign of the zodiac are you, Q?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, a Taurus. Well, I'm sure all these sex spells were something you could understand. Tauruses are very sexually motivated. I'm going to ask you a question here, and since you're anonymous, I'm not trying to get your personal details too much, but I'm going to pick a card to represent you, my Taurus friend. Do you have any children?
One.
One child. Okay, you're the Queen of Pentacles for me. Queen of Pentacles is a lady outside on a nature, and she's got a beautiful throne, and she's dressed in beautiful garments, and she's holding a large golden coin, so large it's almost as big as a giant crystal ball, really. You can't even tell if it's a disc or a big sphere, and she's looking into it, looking into her future. She has a bower of the most beautiful red roses overhead, symbolizing her sexuality and her lustiness, her earthiness, and around her flowers are blooming, and a little bunny rabbit hopping by and so forth. And she's just a person who is at ease with herself and at ease with her sexuality. Now, you tell me the names of how many men are we going to look at here?
There's two guys right now.
Two. Okay. Let's have the first name of the first guy.
Merrick, M-E-R-R-I-C-K.
Merrick. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. And what sign is Merrick?
Aries.
Aries. All right. So, and does Merrick have any children?
Yes, two.
Okay, King of Wands. All right. And tell me then, what is the other person? What's the other man's name?
William.
Mm-hmm. And what sign is William?
Birthday's coming up in September, the end of September. Sagittarius, maybe?
No, that wouldn't be Sagittarius. It's the end of September. He'd be a Libra.
Libra, okay.
Okay, does he have any children?
One.
Okay, so he's a king also. Boy, you've got a lot of kings here. So he's going to be the King of Swords. Okay?
So
now,
is his birthday coming up? Just real quick, his birthday's coming up is what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I would presume, unless it was in the next few hours, he's going to be in
20.
Just making sure, because some people say end.
Thank you. Yeah, no, thanks. That's good. All right. Now, this way of doing... Okay, great. All right. So that's the King of Swords. Now, from what I know, if you were going to go with the King of Wands, it's going to be because you have some stuff in Aries yourself or he has some stuff in Taurus. There could be fire between the two of you. It could be sort of a flaming relationship. Could have a lot of sexuality and lust. If you go with the second man, the Libra, both of you are ruled by Venus. And it would be a more loving relationship, but not quite as hot and sexy. It could be very sexual, but it would not necessarily be as exciting. It might be more long-lasting. That's my take on it from astrology, how to find two cards for two men and see how they go with your card, okay? Now, I'm going to turn this over to Ollie. It's really his turn to do this reading, but I just had to sort of pop in on that because people have been asking me, why do I ask people what their zodiac signs are? Now you know. So, yeah. Ollie, how about it?
Well, I'm going to focus, because there are multiple guys, I'm going to focus on the first guy, Merrick, and then we can have Miss Aida do the second guy, and then you can make your decision based off of that. And Miss Cat is absolutely right. There's a reason why Miss Cat asked the question that she did. There's a brilliance there because she's asking, you know, is this guy's sign going to work out with yours? And it comes up really clearly in the cards that I have pulled. The first card that I have is the Five of Wands. The Wands, he's the King of Wands. But the Five of Wands is conflict, right, where Miss Cat said, yeah, it's going to be hot, but there's other aspects there. That's that Five of Wands. This guy, Merrick, you know, the relationship with him is going to be hot, it's going to be up in the air, but it's also going to be tense, and there's going to be competition, and there's going to be times where you and him do not meet eye to eye, and there is going to be tension there. You need to be aware of that, that it's not a smooth relationship, it's not an easy relationship, and that there are problems there and issues there that are not apparent right off the bat. In particular, the Five of Wands, for me, is more than just strength. It represents conflict, and it represents competition. Competition that comes from an outside source. We see that in the next card, the Hierophant. The Hierophant shows us a papal figure that is giving a blessing to two individuals. He is going to make a decision between you and someone else. There is someone else in the picture. And, you know, that's going to complicate things between you. Now, the question is, who is this other person? And that's answered by the third card. It is the Four of Swords, which shows us a sarcophagus. It's someone from his past. So there's someone still there in his past. It could be his ex. It could be his former partner, the mother of his children, that is going to cause tension in the relationship, going to cause strife in the relationship. A former partner that is going to come back. It's not entirely gone, not entirely buried. It's going to come back, and it's going to put a halt in your relationship. That halt will bring tension. That halt will bring stress. And it will not be the ideal relationship that you hope for. Here's a man who hasn't made up his decision. He doesn't know whether he wants this or he wants that. There are two acolytes before that Hierophant. He likes you. There's no doubt of that. There's interest there. I would not consider this a successful relationship or potential to have a successful relationship here. There's some fun to be had, some excitement to be had, but I would not see this as long-lasting. I see this as a relationship that comes with a lot of complications, comes with a lot of stress, and with some unresolved issues that will be a problem for you and him to get things off the ground, okay?
All right, Ollie, I'm going to ask you, your three cards were the Five of Wands, the Hierophant, and what was the next one?
Four of Swords.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Four of Swords.
Yeah.
All right. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
there was
sense.
Some static there, but I don't know where that was from.
Yeah, there was static on the line. Okay. Okay, now let's get Aida in on this. Aida, now you're going to read on William. William is the Libra. What do you see?
Okay, I just want to add one thing to Conjure Man's Ali's, because I read it a little bit differently. I asked, you know, what should Q do? Is how I read, you know, I laid out the cards while Conjure Man was, Ali was talking. And it's interesting because I've got, I've got the conflict here, you know, when Conjure Man Ali was talking, I got the conflict here, and I think it's the family. I think it's the ex-wife, but that's just my two cents, okay? And now for the other man, and this is, you're telling me his name is William, and he is a Libra, okay? He's better, you know, I've got sun around him. I've got, in the beginning of this relationship, you're going to feel happy. You're going to feel like you finally got the guy that you want, all right? But as time goes on, there's going to be some stressors. You know, this isn't the greatest news in the world either. Not as bad as the other guy, okay? But I'm finding that this William may tell you some things that aren't true. I don't see him as being completely truthful, all right? I'm not saying he's a downright liar about everything he says, but I think there's some untruth regarding other relationships, okay? And I'm seeing that as time goes on with William, you won't be getting what you deserve. You know, you're going to feel like a little bit here and a little bit there. This doesn't sound right. This doesn't feel right. You know, he should have done this for me. He should have offered that for me, okay? I'm seeing, though, in the long-term future, I'm seeing somebody else coming, somebody who's stronger, and I'm seeing a new beginning with this person, more of a family man, more someone who makes you feel, what's the word I'm saying, at home, comfortable. So basically, in a nutshell, I'm not thrilled about the Taurus man at all, because that is like, absolutely.
From the Aries. He's Aries.
I mean, Aries. I'm sorry. No, Q's a Taurus. The Aries, because that's going to be absolute hell, if you excuse my language. Things are much better. You know, if I had a choice, I would be dating William. But that in the long run isn't going to work out either, because it's just little things that are going to annoy you, little lies, little he didn't do this, he didn't do that. But like I said, you're going to end up with somebody else that I really like. I see new beginnings with somebody else.
Okay.
Soon.
Well, I'm going to give you some root work advice, because we've come up with a kind of a strange result to the reading here. We've read on them, and we've seen the strong points and the weak points of each one. And we're in pretty much basic agreement here. Each of us has a little wrinkle on this, how it's going to work. I'm going to throw some root work in that's for homework for you to do. This is what I'd like you to do for yourself. You know, you came here for a reading and we gave you an honest one. And Aida closed with that she thought that in the end, neither of these two guys would be the best one, although she preferred William. And she said someone else might be there. Now, I could just jump to root work saying, just skip these guys and go on to get someone else. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to teach you a little spell that you can do yourself, and I want you to do it and see how you feel about these two guys. You may end up with a different answer than we got, and you're going to work from your own heart and your own sexuality no matter what we say. So what I'd like you to do is to make up a little packet, we could say, for each of these men, and get their little photo printed out on your color printer, a photo of each of them, the nicest looking photo you can find, and write their name on it, you know, just put their name and anything you know about them, their birthday and whatever, and then put the question on it. If you say, do you love me? If you love me, call me. Okay? Fold that up into a little packet. Make one for each of them. And now I want you to get some, a little pan of water, and I want you to get some salt, quite a bit of salt, not a little bit. And it's a small pan of water, because you're going to be praying over this thing until it boils away. Okay? You're going to put in Merrick's packet, not William's, just Merrick, and you're going to boil it in that salt water. And if he calls you during the time that that is boiling, mark it down and note what he says. Note the first things he says. If William calls you while Merrick's packet is boiling, that's a bad sign on Merrick. If Merrick calls, that's a good sign on him. And if he doesn't call at all, that's a bad sign on him. So you got kind of three signs there. When you're done with that, you should end up with a bunch of salt in the bottom of your pan. Don't scorch it or anything. Take that one packet out of Merrick, add water, and do it again. Now watch. Does William call you? Or does Merrick call you? Or does nobody call? Okay? It's an old-fashioned way of telling what someone's attention is. But while it's boiling, you can't just leave it in the kitchen. You're going to be sitting there with it, which is why we use a small amount of water, something that will boil out in, say, half an hour to an hour. And you're going to be saying things like over it. Like to say where we're boiling William's name. William, if you love me, if you care for me, if you're thinking about me in any way, please call. Now, don't do this at some crazy hour or two in the morning because nobody's going to call you and you're going to end up depressed. But do it at a time when you think they each might call. And if you want to make it fair, do one on one day and one on the next and do them both at 7 p.m. or what seems right. Okay? Does that make sense to you as a spell?
Yes, it does.
Okay. The real old-fashioned way of working. And a lot of people use that. Now, you can add things to that salted water if you wanted to. You could add a little touch of your own sexual juices or whatever. You don't have to reuse the salt. If you do it on two different days, you can just clean out the pot, start again, and do the other one. People sometimes like to separate them, but I, you know, it doesn't matter how you do it. But the idea here is that you're going to create a link through that boiling. Now, what the boiling is to kind of heat them up. Some people also might put a little bit of ginger in that water, or it depends on what the kind of work was for. But that's a good way to work, get someone to call you. All right. How about you, Aida? What do you think she should do for spell work?
Well, since I don't like either guy and I want the other guy to come.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, there you go.
I suggest that you get yourself an attraction spell kit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just write down the qualities that you want in a man, although this man is coming, you know, just bring me the man that was intended to come to me. And that's what I would concentrate on.
Okay, you
that's
don't
all
like
I
either.
Have to add.
Well, all right. Then yeah, what you going to say?
Yeah, just curious, how far out is the third guy coming? Because I think neither one, I happen to agree with both of the readers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, okay. So so you're asking for a second reading, which is how soon
no.
do we think that...
Yeah, no, the third guy.
The third guy, that's what I'm saying. You're asking for a second reading. And the second question is how soon do we think the third guy is going to come?
Oh, I've got within 12 months.
Okay,
I don't see it within
months.
6 months. I don't see it. I see it somewhere between 6 to 12 months, but not.
How about you,
Ollie?
Ollie, what do you think?
You know, I would say doing a working to speed that up would be totally doable. I would work a little bit different fashion. For me, gathering a little bit of come to me powder, right? Writing down the list and qualities that you're looking for. And a lover, getting yourself some come-to-me incense as well. Then you burn the come-to-me incense and also the list, your ideal quality, and as an offering to God or an offering to the spirit of that person or their guardian angel, or whichever way you feel comfortable working with. And you call out to them, my ideal lover, come to me. I call out to you wherever you are in the world. You're going to hear my prayer, and you're going to run quickly to me. And then you're going to burn that incense, and it's going to burn up the petition paper. You're going to mix the ashes of that with the come-to-me powder. And what you're going to do is you're going to sprinkle it in the four corners of your house. Then you're going to sprinkle it in a line on your front door. And then you're going to sprinkle it at the front door of your bedroom. And then you're going to sprinkle it in the four corners of your bed. And then you're going to sprinkle the last bit of it underneath your mattress right in the dead center. Bring that person right to your bed. And that's what I would do to speed it up. So I agree with Ms. Adia that, yeah, this person is coming, but I, as patient as I am, I say, hey, do a little bit of root work, draw this man to you sooner so you're not waiting around for him. And if you do that, you could probably bring this man to you before the year is out.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our cue to steal and steal. That's a song called Steal and Stealing by the Memphis Shogun. Let's steal our way back to Papa Newt. And the next segment up will be our free spell. So take it away, Papa Newt, and bring us on back.
Thank you, Miss Cat. And we have about 12 minutes left in the show. And the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour is brought to you each week by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. Lucky Mojo manufactures and distributes all the paraphernalia of hoodoo and conjure, including anointing oils, sachet powders, and incense. Crystal salts for spiritual baths and floor wash, herbs, resins, waters, and colognes, roots, zoological and mineral curios, books, candles, and religious goods, folkloric amulets, talismans, and charms. Drop by if you're in the area or find us online at luckymojo.com. And now we will go to our free spell with Miss Aida of MissAida.com. Miss Aida, dear, take it away.
Okie dokie. What I have here in front of me is a 3-inch penis and a candle, figural, red figural candle.
Adding that candle, that's important.
What was that?
A three-inch red, a real three-inch penis.
I would kick him out of here. So anyway.
And can I just butt in here and say, you could use a bigger figural penis if you had to.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, we don't want anyone to get a feeling of inadequacy over their penis candle. So if you had a 6-inch or 7-inch or, God forbid, a 12-inch figural penis candle.
Oh.
All right. All right.
Okay.
And
but,
what color is
know,
that?
Just
what
so
color
that
is
everybody
that
knows, you know, you can use a penis, and you can use a vagina. I'm just, you know, giving this example of penis, vulva, you know, just for...
Okay.
You know, an example.
Got it.
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
So, but please, you know, replace them appropriately, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I bless and name the vulva candle. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, say it's me, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put my name on that candle. And
mm-hmm.
then I would bless and name the penis candle. And everybody who knows me knows that I want Antonio Banderas. So I would write Antonio Banderas' name on the penis candle.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, what I do then is, and this is why I gave the days of ovulation, okay, is when I know I'm ovulating and my testosterone is high, all right, I take the vulva candle and I just have a major, major, major orgasm. And, you know, just scream it out. Oh, my God, Antonio, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Get all of that energy into this vulva candle. All right? Then I'm going to take my juices, my secretions, my vaginal secretions, and I'm going to rub them all over my vulva candle. And I'm going to put just a little bit, like a little tease on the penis candle. All right? Let that dry. Now I'm going to use, and you guys are going to laugh, but that Kiss Me Now, I really think, Kat, you guys ought to change that name to Fuck Me Now, because this is a good lust toy.
Let me just break in. I got to say something really quick about that. That Kiss Me Now is an old formula. It used to be called Kiss
mm-hmm.
Me Quick, Kiss Me Now, same thing. When I was a kid, the Everly Brothers had a song that I thought was the dirtiest song ever written, that I thought this song was so dirty it shouldn't be played on the radio. And the name of that song was Never Knew What I Missed Till You Kissed Me. And I thought, they're just saying kiss because they really mean fuck. I was a teenager.
Okay.
And
right.
So I mean, seriously, I'd hear them sing that song. I said, my God, they let that song out on the radio. They said, I mean, everybody else could sing about Kiss, but when the Everly Brothers said, Till You Kiss Me, you know, oh, man, go listen to that. So, yeah, we're going to keep the name Kiss Me Now. We don't have to be too explicit, but that is what that is. Yes. All right.
All right, so I'm going to put Bewitching Oil. I'm going to definitely have the Kiss Me Now. You're going to have the Follow Me Boy or the Follow Me Girl, whichever, you know. And patchouli is also very good for, you know, sexual lust. Now, those things, you know, I really emphasize the Kiss Me Now. Now, also, I would like the magnet oil on my vulva candle. On the male's candle, I'm going to rub nature oil, which increases the sexual vitality, and I'm going to stroke this penis, as I'm doing right now while I'm talking to you. I'm just going to stroke it and stroke it, right?
Mm.
I'm going to put a little bit of magnet oil on it. All right, now for women, you know, women are performing this spell. We're going to crush up some Queen Elizabeth, cardamom seed, cherry bark, cupid berries, Damiana. Okay, you can put some roses there. Or, you know, the gay, we can use the saffron. I don't know how to say that in English. The safflower, saffron, John the Conqueror, calamus, lavender, you know, whichever. And then what I do if it's a penis, I'm not making this a moving candle spell. I'm bringing them together. Now, if you look at the 3-inch penis and the vulva, they fit perfectly, okay? Side by side with the testicles facing the opposite way. So I light the vagina candle, and then while I'm not lighting the penis yet, and then what I'm doing is I'm taking the penis candle and I'm rubbing the hole. I'm rubbing the vaginal entrance with it, and I'm rubbing it and I'm rubbing it. You see, the candle, the vagina candle is getting hot. It's getting heated, right? So you're rubbing it and rubbing it. Then when it starts to melt down almost to the level of the penis candle, then I light the penis candle and let them burn together. If it's a penis-penis or a vagina-vagina, you're going to light them together. But if it's a vagina-vulva, penis, you're going to let the vulva go down first. All righty?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing, too, is, you were talking, Kat, earlier about deities. You can always set that on a Venus sigil,
mm-hmm.
because, Venus is, a goddess of love and sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've got for you today.
Wow. Well, I think this is the first Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour in which the word stroke it, actually appeared. And I also think this is the first show in which rubbing it appeared. So this was a first for us, and I love it a lot. You definitely know your stuff. Comments on this too, because this is a beautiful spell. Then a lot of people will take, and I've seen people do this, and I've done it myself, take some sewing thread and bind the two candles together. Same way you've sometimes seen pictures, like at Air, we have pictures of a male and female figure candle. You can also bind the penis and vulva candles together. It's a very common thing to do. What you've described is something very amazing, and you can do this with for an unknown lover. You can do it for a one-night stand. You can do it for whatever you want to. Now, the only thing I'm going to add that I have done and that I would do just a tiny bit different, I wouldn't be using no 3-inch penis because I don't want no 3-inch penis. I would be using our regular, what we call Mr. Stubby. And if anyone buys their penis candle from Lucky Mojo, you know who we mean, Mr. Stubby. It's modeled on a real man, and that was what he looked like. And I would anoint Mr. Stubby in my own little pussy. That's all I would say is thing to add to it. Because, it just makes it ever so much more real. Okay? All right. Well, phew, we better cool down here. We got overheated, I think. All right. Let's turn this over to good old Papa Newt and see what he has to say.
Thank you, Miss Kat. Conjurman Ali, and thank you, Miss Aida. MissAida.com for being our guest this week. We invite you next week to join us when we have another special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Miss Elvira from Elvira.com in Forestville, California. Once again, we've come to an end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com in Mission Viejo, California. I'm your announcer, filling in for Miss Tammy Lee of MissTammyLee.com in Pensacola, Florida, and PapaNew.com. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and the show is available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
Good night. Thank you, Papa Newt. That was wonderful. Switching horses in midstream. We like that. You do a good job. Love to see you here. Thank you so much, Miss Saida. You were a fantastic guest. You're just a
To come back on.
You have to come back on and do it again. If we could top that one. Stroke it, stroke it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, honey, I just, that was over the top. All those breeding German Shepherd dogs, you know, got to your mind, you know.
They got to me.
They got to you. Oh, my gosh, Antonio. Okay. Fan that woman. She's gonna explode.
We also have a new member, Miss Cat, at Air.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Candelo.
I got to announce. Candelo Camisa has joined Air.
Yay,
Candelo Camisa.
Yay.
And
hey,
he's joining Hoodoo Psychics.
Yay.
He's going to be with us on Hoodoo Psychics.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much, everybody, and good night.
Good night.
Good night, all.